From Spark and Anvil and Function Forge, this is Roundel the Round Returner in Chapter 1 of the Function Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Roundel was a lighthouse keeper, and she lived her whole life by things that came back around. The great lamp at the top of her tower turned on a slow, steady mechanism, and its beams swept out across the dark water in a circle, round and round and round. Every so many seconds, the same bright flash returned to the same stretch of sea, exactly as before. A sailor far out could count the beats between flashes and know, from the rhythm alone, which lighthouse he was looking at and where he was. Roundel loved this. The light did not go somewhere and stay. It did not climb higher and higher like bursts growth, or march ever onward like strides line. It returned. Whatever the beam was doing now, it would be doing again after one full turn, and again after another, and again forever, on the same steady beat. "It always comes back," she would say, watching the beam sweep the water. "Wait one full turn, and you're exactly where you started. That's the comfort of it."
What Roundel came to understand, keeping the light through countless nights, was that so much of the world runs on returning. The tide rose and fell and rose again on its own faithful beat. The seasons wheeled round and came home to spring. Day gave way to night, gave way to day. A spinning wheel brought each spot on its rim back to the top, over and over. These were not journeys to somewhere, they were rhythms, patterns that repeated over one fixed stretch and then began again, unchanged. She noticed a useful part too. Once you knew the length of the beat, how long one full turn took, you could tell where the pattern would be at any time, even far in the future. Where will the tide be in 9 hours? Count the beats. Where will the light point in 100 seconds? Count the turns. A returning pattern was knowable forever from a single stretch of it. She had no idea this had a name in the world of numbers.
When she was older, the Function Forge Academy, which wanted someone who understood rules that repeat, sent for her. Roundel trained a new keeper for the light and went. At the academy, she taught the children the rules that come back around. "Some functions don't rise forever and don't settle flat," she said. "They repeat. We call them periodic." She drew a smooth wave rolling across the board. "Up and down and up and down, evenly. Watch. It rises to a crest, falls to a trough, comes back to the middle, and then does exactly the same thing again. And again. The stretch it takes to do one full up and down and back is called the period. One turn of my light. One rise and fall of the tide." She marked one period with two little flags. "Everything the wave will ever do is right here, in this one stretch. After that, it just repeats the stretch. Forever." "So if you know one bit, you know all of it?" asked a girl. "That's the gift of it," said Roundel, warmly. "Learn one period, one full turn, and you can tell where the wave will be 1,000 turns from now. Where will it be at some far-off time? Count how many whole periods have passed, throw them away, and look at where you land in the leftover stretch. A periodic function never surprises you, because it has already shown you everything it will ever do in a single beat."
She still climbs a lighthouse now and then, when the academy can spare her, just to watch a beam come round. The thing Roundel hopes the children carry is that returning is not the same as being stuck, that a faithful rhythm, come back around, is one of the steadiest comforts there is, and that knowing a pattern's beat lets you meet the future already knowing where it will be.
Find the beat, she tells them. Learn one full turn, and you've learned all of them. Whatever it's doing now, wait one period, and it comes home. When the hall empties, Roundel traces one slow wave across the board with her finger, watching it crest and fall and return, and feels the deep, circling calm she first felt at the top of her tower, that some things, blessedly, always come back around.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Roundel the Round Returner. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.